Praise God. I tell you, my heart's just been getting a blessing this morning. You'll notice I wrote, "We will rise." And what a blessed thought that is. But my message this morning is by faith. By faith, we will rise. Oh, thank the Lord. You know, let's look in the 14th chapter of Matthew is where we'll pull our text from. And before we do that, well, I can probably quote it from memory. I want to quote the verse from 284. Thank you. You know, this life, and where we are in life revolves so much around, do we have faith? You know, in places, Jesus said, if you have faith, if you have faith, if you believe, if you have faith, all things are possible. And you know, I want this morning, I've heard all the testimonies, and I thought about the verse that Brother Clinton brought out there. He said, when I am weak, then I am strong. And it made me think of what comes right before that verse. That verse comes where Paul was saying, Lord, take this away from me. Take this thorn out of my side. And the Lord said, Paul, says he besought him thrice for it. And the Lord said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. You know that this morning, your faith is not about your healing physically. Your faith is not about your healing physically. Your faith this morning is about your soul. Yeah. The deliverance of your soul. And you know what? Just a thought to put in your mind right now. We said, why do we not see healings? And we see healings, we do. But sometimes we look back and we say that. And we see things that we want to be healed. And we don't see us getting the healings maybe for those things. And maybe it's just what the Lord wants. Maybe He just says, my grace is sufficient for you. Or maybe, I think that's part of it. But also, what if God is waiting till we get to a point where our soul is everything and our body is nothing? It doesn't matter anymore. Lord, that's why. Lord, you're going to leave this thorn in my side. Lord, praise your name. Praise your name, Lord. I know you have strength for me in this time. I know you can help me. I know I can rise. In this moment, yeah, we're going to talk about eternity, but we're talking about in this moment, we can rise. We're not bound. We're not bound by the things that are afflicting us. The Lord has created a salvation by faith. We can rise. And that's the burden of the message this morning. By faith this morning, you can rise. You don't have to be bound by those things this morning. And Lord, help us in every trial and everything we're going through. Paul was suffering. And he was telling the Lord about it. Tell the Lord about it. Don't misunderstand me. Lord, you're going through sufferings. Let's bear with one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's strengthen each other. Let's pray for those healings. Don't misunderstand at all. But let's be in a place where what matters is my soul. Lord, if you choose to leave me in this place or you choose to deliver me, just take my soul to heaven. Let me rise eternally. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. It says in the first verse of this song, 284, as far above the howling storm. And see if you can, I'm reading this verse in person, see if you can hear the Lord saying, you can rise this morning as I read these words. See if you can hear that. As far above the howling storm, secure from danger's reach and harm, triumphantly the eagle flies, my soul on wings of faith would rise. That's not a place where I'm troubled anymore. That's not a place where I'm drugged down by these things that I'm suffering or hurting. That's a place where I'm flying above it. The eagle doesn't worry about the rain. He doesn't worry about it. He can fly higher. Fly higher. You know, when you're in an airplane and they start encountering a storm, you know what they do? They fly higher. There is a limit to what they can do, but there's not a limit to what God can do. He's not bound by this atmosphere this morning. He's not bound by the laws of nature this morning. That is part of the message. Oh, Lord, help us to get it this morning. He is not bound by the laws of nature this morning. Praise His name. Praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has made a salvation where through Him, by faith, we too can rise to that place. My soul on wings of faith would rise. When raging is the tempest blast, listen to this, ere yet its wrath is overpast. And that's not quite how we would say it today. We'd say, even though it still hasn't passed, even though I'm still right in the middle of it, that's what that line means, ere yet its wrath is overpassed. Not when it's over. I'm not waiting until it's over to praise God, to be lifted. And look, I'm not talking about praising God, how we make ourselves praise God sometimes. I'm not waiting until it's over to be able to praise God truly from the depths of my heart, to praise Him, glorify Him, and be lifted up right now in this time. Ere yet its wrath is overpassed, before it ever leaves, it's coming right. It's beginning. We're right in the middle of it. We're at the start of it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we are in the storm. The Lord can lift us up by faith. He can raise us up above that storm. And we just watch it from above. The Lord can help us. We can rise this morning. We're not bound by those things. Ere yet its wrath is overpassed, my soul would rise from earthly woe to leave the stormy winds below. This is what you can't come with me. You can't come with me. Nope, sorry. You have to stay. You can't come. This is just a place for me. This is just a place for the children of God this morning. This is just a place for us. For us. The storms can't come here. Make my hind... How does that verse go? Somebody can help me. Walk with hind's feet in high places. I'm getting the title of the book mixed up with the verse. But He can give us feet to walk above these things. And that's... Go ahead. To walk on high places. The Lord, He can give us feet like you've never seen. You'll be amazed. And that's the story we're going to talk about this morning. But you'll be amazed when the Lord, when you really put Him to the test and you say, Lord, I know You can help me to rise. Lord, I'm not even worried right now about my body. I'm not even worried about the pain I'm going through. Lord, I'm just worried that I would rise in this moment. I want to lift me up. Lift me up. Raise me up above this storm, Lord. That's where, in heavenly places. We walk in heavenly places with Him. Those verses just coming to me. They're all in there, though. They're in there. You can find them, I promise. You look it up. That He would make us sit in heavenly places. In heavenly places. Right now, the Lord can raise us up in the midst of the trials we're going through. Yes, we're still, our souls, we still live in this body. And the trial of this body is still there. But our souls can walk with Him in places that aren't bound by those problems and those trials. Praise God this morning. Praise the Lord. It says, think about faith. Think about it, how it can lift us up this morning. And here in Matthew, the 14th chapter, it says, 22nd verse. Now, this is coming in right after Jesus had fed 5,000. And it says, and straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, He was there alone. Now, there's just so many blessings in this story the Lord has put on my heart this morning. But one of the things is, the Lord gave Him directions and sent Him out there. And you know, sometimes, just think about that while we talk through the rest of it. The Lord gave Him directions and He sent Him out there. And says He went apart. Oh, Lord, help me. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we'll catch up later. You know, don't you? The Lord has sent us on a path in our life. And He's kind of gone apart maybe from you right now. But you know what? He's watching you. That's what we're fixing to read about. I want you to know that. He's watching you. You're tossing, you're turning. The Lord's watching you. He's not going to turn His eyes off of you. Look, I mean, look here. If He was ever bound by the laws of nature, it was while He was here on earth. But it says, and He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship now was in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth of... it's not in this story, but in one of the stories, I thought it was here. He says that he saw them out there, rowing and tossing in the waves. And he went to them. And in this story it says, it was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is the Spirit." And they cried out for fear. Lord, help us. It's Jesus. but He's doing something so amazing, it's making me afraid. It's scaring me. That's just my Jesus. That's just His power and His might. Let's not be afraid of what we see Him doing around us, of the trials we're going through. To them, here's what they were seeing. Okay, He sent us out here. The waves are rocking. It's getting rough. And now there's a ghost walking on the water. What's going on? This is just going from bad to worse. That's what they saw. They were so wrapped up in their fear. They couldn't see what was really happening. They couldn't see it at first and recognize it. Lord, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear this morning. A spirit of depression. He's not giving us those spirits this morning that weigh us down. If you're battling those, let me tell you something. I've been there. I've battled spirits of fear, depression, and anxiety in my life. And I've learned one thing. If I've learned anything, I hope I've learned more than one. But I've learned one thing. If it's a spirit of fear, if you're battling anxiety, if you're battling depression, you can stand up and rebuke that in the name of the Lord. You see, sometimes when you're in those places, the devil's got you so mixed up, you're afraid you're about to rebuke the Lord. You're like, well, what if it's the Lord? I'm scared to rebuke it. I'm scared to stand against it. What if I'm... Don't worry about that. If you've got depression weighing down, anxiety, fear, you can stand up in the name of the Lord and rebuke that thing this morning. You don't have to be bound by it. It is not ever, 100% of the time, it is not the Lord's will. Even when He deals with us, He will lay conviction on our heart about things. But He will lay conviction, not depression, not anxiety. He will tell you what you need to correct, and He will show you the path to do it. That's how the Lord works. He's not in depression, anxiety, or fear, or any of those things this morning. The fear it talks about with Him is a respect, an awe of who He is and what He can do and of His power. But He's not in those things. But they were so wrapped up, they couldn't see what was happening. Oh, it'd been awesome to just from the start go, "Oh, look at that! Now He's walking on the water! He just fed 5,000 and look what He's doing now!" Will it ever end? Will it ever stop? What is it? I mean, where are His limits? Oh, how to have just been going, wow, what's going on? And in our life, Lord, help us to have that kind of faith, to not get in these battles of fear, to let it go so that we can go, what's He going to do next? Wow, look at this. This is amazing because He will work that way in our life. We're talking from stories in the Bible, but they're examples of how the Lord wants to work with us. No, physically we won't see Him walking on the water, but the works, it says, I go to my Father and greater works will they do. It talks about that where Jesus is leading, that even greater works will be done. Greater works. Lord, help us not be so wrapped up in the here and now that we miss the greater works that He's wanting to do in our life, because He wouldn't tell me something. He's not a liar. He means it. He wants to do greater works in the lives of His children. Lord, help us to get our affections to the side. Get them away. Stop worrying so much about what's going on here and now and the thorn in my side. And start setting our affection on things above. Lord, what are You going to do for me? Lord, my soul is everything. What's the miracle You're going to work today to get me closer to heaven? To lift me higher above these waves? What is it You're going to do? Lord, make them stormier so it can be more impressive. So it can be more amazing how You're lifting me up. This isn't just a thought. This is the Lord. This is who He is this morning. And by faith, we can rise. You know what? And we're going to talk about a little bit. There's a lot of laws that bind this earth. You see, God made a law greater. He made a bunch of laws, several laws that are greater. But one of those laws he made is that by faith, we can rise. We're no longer bound by the things of this earth. We can rise by faith in him. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." All right, settle them down a little bit. "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." Don't, this is me. I've set this all up. I made it for the time again. I made it, and I'm in this moment with you. I made everything you see around here, and I'm here with you. Be not afraid. This is me. Okay, now let's see what we can do. And it says, and you know what? There is a message here. Sometimes we see this story and we just think about Peter and what he did. But there's a message here to us this morning. Okay? And it says, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be you. You know, it's never a problem to stop and say, "Okay, Lord, I hear you. Now, if this is you, give me some direction. If this is you." You know, that's one of the steps in faith, is to be able to recognize the Lord. And then when we recognize Him, realize, okay, now it's fixing to be off the side of the mountain. It's fixing to be, "Okay, Lord, this is you." Because see, once I've acknowledged that, then I've got a decision to make. See, a lot of people fool themselves. They say, "Oh, no, I'm just going to stay in my safety zone, or I'm going to stay in this place, or I'm just going to..." Let's say it this way. I'm going to keep just pushing on for healing. Now do that. Pray for healing. Don't misunderstand me. But we get so locked in sometimes that we don't hear the Lord saying, let's say about healing specifically, "Lord, my grace is sufficient for you." So when we say, "Lord, it's you," when we recognize Him speaking to us, all of a sudden now, whatever comes next. See, now if we say no, We've done, like he said several places, out of your own mouth, you will be judged. You've already recognized this is me. Now, see, we're committed to what he's fixing to say, or else out of our own mouths, we're about to be judged. But we need to recognize him. We're not going to walk above the waves, keep pushing for what we want in life. We're not going to walk above the waves by keep pressing on for what we think is right. When the Lord is saying, "It's me." When He's putting His hand up, He's saying, "Look, it's me. This is me." See, when we keep pushing for what we want, we'd be like the disciples in that boat, still afraid. They weren't calm until they realized it truly was Jesus. Until they took their eyes off their situation and said, "Oh, yes. You know what? That really is Him." They would still have been afraid, bowing their own things. And that's where we are in life. When we keep pushing for what we want, for what we think is right, for what Lord, help us. Sometimes we get a little off. We do. We're all, you know what? Praise God, we're saints and the Lord has delivered us, but we are still human. And when we start trusting a little too much to our own understanding of the situation or the Bible, and we don't live by the Holy Spirit of God in everything we do and allow Him to be the direction in our life, no wonder we have fears. No wonder we have light. We wonder. We have wonders and things like that. Lord, help us. Let go of what you think. And when you see Jesus, put your faith in Him. Put your faith. That is what will lift you above what you're doing. And you may still have that trial. But let me tell you, watch what happens next when you put your faith in Jesus. It says, Peter answered and said unto him, "Lord, if it be you, then bid me come to thee on the water." Okay? Careful what you ask for. But this was good. Peter was putting his faith out there. And Jesus said, "Come." Alright? So Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me come." And the Lord said, "Come." Alright? Now it's time to get out of the boat. There's nothing to really tell right now. You leave right now, all you've got to tell is a nice story. But nothing's really happened. Alright, because if you see later, the storm is still rolling. The storm has not calmed down. The only people that have only things calmed down is the disciples. That's all. Okay? So the Lord said, "Come." And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, you tell me where in the laws of nature that God established Himself that men walk on water. You remember what I said about giving you feet that you just amazed at? Wait a minute, what am I doing? What am I doing? You tell me where in the laws of God that it's given that in certain situations or climates or types of water that a man can walk across the top of a water. And you know what? I wonder. I don't even really think his feet were getting wet. I wonder if they were. I don't know that. But he was walking on top of it. Now where? Now, Jesus defied the laws of nature. And he showed that he was not bound by it. But you know what just happened? Praise God, he showed by faith we don't have to be bound either. It's not just a story about a man walking on water. It's a story that the laws of nature, the laws of this world, they don't bind Jesus. But by faith, they don't have to bind us either. Oh yes, I know gravity keeps us on earth. And don't go jumping off a cliff, you're going to fall. But in the soul, the message is to your soul. The Lord has made a decree, a law to His people that you don't have to be bound by the trials that you're facing in your life. They don't have to weigh you down. I'm not in the depression, the anxiety, or the fear. But I am in this moment. And while I may see the seas still weren't calm in this trial and in this test of faith. The seas hadn't calmed any yet. The only thing that changed is Peter had stepped out on them and was walking on them. And it says, and Peter was come down out of the ship and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Do you believe Him? Can you really trust Him? You're saying that, yeah, that's Jesus. But are you willing to put Him to the test? The waves weren't still. They were still rolling. Peter stepped out of the boat in the middle of them. Out of the one bit of safety he seemed to have left. He not only recognized it as Jesus, but he trusted Him to be able to keep able to lift him above the trial that he was going through. To give him the faith to give him the power he needed when he put his faith into Him. Alright, so he came down on a ship and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Alright? Now I want to emphasize Peter's success. He was completely successful. There was no error in him getting out of the boat. There was no error in him taking those steps away from the boat. There was no error. God wasn't setting him up for a failure. It was not what was happening. Peter was a complete success. He put his faith in Jesus. He stepped out and he walked to Him and it was a success. And you know what? But there was a point where Peter failed. How else we say it? He failed. You know what? It wasn't when he looked at the waves. It wasn't because he looked at his trials. You know, God's not asking us to go and say, "Oh, I'm not really having any trials. Nothing's going on. I'm just fine. Nothing's happening. Praise God. It's all." You know, you see that mindset sometimes. God's not asking you to do that. It wasn't in looking at the waves that he failed the Lord. It was when he became afraid. He lost his trust. He lost his faith. How else do we say it? He lost his faith. He began, whereas he had believed in Jesus, that Jesus not only had the power to not be confined by the laws of this earth, he had believed also that Jesus would help him and give him that same power in life to be able to walk above the waves. But then he began to look and he began to see life down there around him. And he began to think, uh-oh. He began to lose faith that he really could rise above it. He began to feel like he was bound by those things as well. He began to give in to them and say, you know what? Depression. You know what? Suffering. You know what? Anxiety. You know what? Whatever else it is you're going through this morning. Whatever it was. He looked at the laws of this earth and no longer believed that God had the power, that Jesus had the power to raise him up above them. And that's when he began to sink. You know, this morning, it's all about your faith. Not because you have something within you to cause you to raise up when you believe in something. But when you put your faith in God, He has established a law that if you truly put your faith in Him, then He will enable you to raise up, to rise up. You start believing in yourself, you start believing in all these things the world tries to tell you to believe in, you're going to sink. There is no victory in that. There is no way. And, you know, if you're in the waves, you're not going to get above them. If you're on the waves and you begin to look at that and trust in other things besides our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, besides our God, if you look to other things, you look to other places except for His Holy Spirit for direction in your life, you begin to trust your own understanding or even the understanding of others who come before you who may have even gotten their understanding from the Holy Spirit. When you look to anything except for Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit for your power in life, for your to enable you in life, then you will start to sink. No matter how long you've walked on those waves, you could walk from here all the way across the world, but the minute you stop and start trusting in other things, you're going to sink. Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, I don't want that to be why this morning. Lord, if You choose to allow me to go through things in this life, that's fine. But I want to walk above those waves. I want to rise with You. I want to walk there because, you know, that's one day, that plane, you know, it's kind of like this in life. All right. Here is the world's plane. Okay. And here is the heavenly plane. All right? And you come down here to the end of time, to eternity. And this plane just stops. Well, honestly, you know what really happens? It doesn't rise. It just falls away. But you know, this plane here, when it comes to eternity, just walks right on in. You just go right on in. And truthfully, it's rising the whole time, I believe. If you want to think about it that way, that's true in the Spirit. That's true. It's just rising the whole time. Lifting us up. Raising us up. And so it says, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and he began to sink. But he cried. And this morning, I want to tell you, have you looked at the waves too much? Are you looking at what's going on in your life too much this morning and it's dragging you down? It's weighing you down. It's stealing your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. This morning, you know, don't be afraid about sharing it. Don't be afraid about it. The joy of the Lord is your strength. But is your joy being stolen? Are you being weighed down a little bit? Is it because you're looking too much at your situation and not just recognizing that God's able to conquer all things in your life? There's nothing He's not able to conquer. Well, Peter said, you know what? I've done messed up. I'm sinking. I'm messed up. But you know what? He didn't keep on looking at the waves. When he began to sink, he said, Jesus, save me. What did he say? He said, cried out, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. You know what? What did the Lord do? Notice here, my wife actually pointed this out to me this morning. She began reading from the same place, and she pointed out to me, she said, it says immediately. I said, you know what it does? It said immediately. You know what? God isn't going to go, well, let's see how long he can stay awake. You know, let's see how long before he just goes all the way under. Let's see how long he can hold his breath. The Lord's not, He's not into making you go pink and purple and whatever you do, blue. Because of lack of oxygen, when you cry to the Lord, immediately, Jesus says He reached down and He raised him up. The waves were still rolling. I'll read it in a minute, but the waves still hadn't stopped. That wasn't the evidence that he had been rescued. The evidence was when Jesus reached down and pulled him back up on top of those waves. And then hand in hand, it says they walked back to the boat. Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him and said unto him, well, he said unto him, but look here. It says, when they were coming to the ship, then the wind ceased. He raised him up, and he walked with him back to the boat. He said, Peter, thank the Lord. Immediately, he caught him. And you know what he did? Did he say, now, I thought, you know, we were talking about this morning. Now, here's how I said it, and I hope you're okay with this. He didn't go, you know, and just, up one side and down the other to him. You see what he said to him? He said what needed to be said. He said, Peter, Oh, thou of little faith, why did you doubt? He didn't go through listing all the things it could have been. The Lord knew exactly what the problem was. And He said, you know, I had an uncle like that, Uncle Stan. It always amazed me, and I've tried to be more like him, but I tend to go, you know, maybe too much, instead of just getting to the point. But he had a way of just getting to the point. And I remember one time we had a, some of you heard this story, but we had a, my cousin Jeff and I, his son, we decided it'd be a good thing to have a green apple fight. And that's not a good idea. But we were 14 and 16 and or something like that. We thought it was a great idea. So we grabbed a bunch of green apples and we were running around and firing them at each other and running through Uncle Stan's barn and no telling what window we could have broken or who knows what could have happened. But we were running through and throwing them at each other, jumping out the windows and all kinds of stuff. And it all ended when my cousin made the best shot I've ever seen in my life. And he laid me out on the concrete, knocked out with a black eye, bloody nose, and a busted lip, all in one shot, backwards, jumping over a fence. And you know what? When I woke up, because I was definitely out, never been more sure of it in my life. When I woke up, I looked up and I think I hollered just a minute before Uncle Stan was there. And he was looking at me and Jeff thought he had killed me. But anyways, it was a traumatic moment. But you know, when he got down to correct us, because obviously we needed a little correction, right? We were just boys. We were just having fun. But we had gone over the line a little bit and we needed some correction. Well, he sat down and he didn't list a bunch of reasons why. He just looked at us. He says, "Boys," he said, "this is why we don't have apple fights." That was all he said. Never said another word about it. But we never had another green apple fight in our lives. Man, we laugh about it today, but we never got them out again. And if my kids start to think about it, I tell them, "No, you don't want to do that. I promise, from experience, you don't want to do that." Well, you know that's how the Lord is. And my point is, sometimes we. The devil wants to browbeat you. The devil wants to beat you down and take away your hope. The Lord wants to say, look, here's all it was. Here's what you need to do to correct it. It's your choice now. You know, Peter went on and he had some more troubles with faith. But he preached the first three messages. And he died on a cross upside down. From the stories that we have. You know, Lord help us. Let's take that correction and let's know that by faith we can walk above these things. You know, there's a song that says, there's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. You see, my heart and flesh, they may fail. That's what we're talking about. The body, okay, I don't know what's going to happen to it, except that in the end it goes away. It goes away. But my soul stays forever. And it says, though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome. The grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead. And I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow and no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. You know, there's what greater hope this morning. What greater hope. That's what, you know, I'm thankful that the Lord made a way that I can walk above the troubles of this earth. Yeah. But in the midst of all it does is just encourage me. I know one day that I'm going to rise completely above all of these things. That they won't be anymore. You know what it said? This is a place you can't come. Like we said to start with, reading from that song. This is a place. Troubles, sin, sorrow, temptations, trials. You can't come here. This place I'm going. Right now I walked above you in my soul. My body has been suffering through those things. But my soul, the Lord has helped me to walk above it all. But there's coming a day and it ain't going to be about walking above you anymore. There won't be any more need for prayer. There won't need any more need for suffering. There'll be no sorrow, no sickness, no death, no crying, no tears. There'll be nothing but joy and happiness and gladness forever. That's eternity. That's what we're really looking forward to. That's what we're really wanting to. That's what the rising we want to really see in our life. And you know what? It's coming. It is coming. The rest of that song said, there's a day that's drawing near when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear. And my faith shall be my eyes. won't be a need for faith anymore. By faith we'll rise. And then there won't be any more need for it. It'll help us all the way through this life. The law that God has established concerning faith will never fail. It will never fail you. It will take you all the way to where you need to go. Lord, help us this morning to have the faith. Maybe it would do to just read a verse in closing over in Isaiah. Isaiah, the 40th chapter. It's a familiar verse. Some people may even know where we're going already. And it says 40 and 31. Well, let's back up a little bit. Let's go back to the 28th verse. All right? And it says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth," every law that's out there, you can't find one that isn't there because He allowed it to be. What that tells me is if He chooses, He can rise me above it, can lift me above it, anything. And it says that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, He fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fail. All these things will pass away. The word of the Lord endureth forever. All these things will pass away. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord this morning by faith. We can rise.